I'm from an in-between generation. I kind of know what it was like to live without phones, but I've also never lived without the internet, so I would not be able to properly function if I couldn't Google where the nearest petrol station was or the meaning of a word that I just heard. I do not know what life was like before we had every conceivable piece of information at our fingertips, and this of course has huge advantages. Last weekend, Meg and I traveled to Oman, and rather naively, we turned up without doing much preparation at all. But thanks to my phone, we were able to book a taxi, get to our hotel, check that the taxi was going in the right direction, which is always reassuring. And we were able to have a wonderful weekend spending time in Muscat. And this does, of course, also have its downsides. For me, it's the news. I like to keep up with the news, and so I seem to have a permanent stream of headlines coming through various news applications straight into my face, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this does mean that I can hold my own in a current affairs quiz, but ultimately it also means that I'm kept abreast of every possible event happening across the world, and the vast majority of these ranging from sad to utterly tragic. And I get to be a spectator to every last detail. I find it messes with my perspective. All I ever seem to read about the world is everything that is going wrong and how it's only a few more days until we all get destroyed by a rogue nuclear weapon, a mutant strain of a plague, or a volcanic eruption, or some hybrid of all three. And even during the course of preparing this short devotion, I picked up my phone to keep track of what was happening in Syria. Now add that constant stream of crises to the daily struggles that we face in our personal lives, and with the wrong perspective, we might as well go and sit in a dark, quiet room until the end of time. The line that I was given to prepare this devotion on was, "His power and glory evermore proclaim." Advent is the time when we look forward to the birth of Christ, God's perfect plan outworked through the birth of a child, a tiny, helpless baby. And perhaps sometimes, especially at Christmas, we look at the story of our Saviour and confine our image of God to what we see at Christmas, a tiny, helpless baby. And that may be how our God came into our world, but it's certainly not who our God is. He is all-seeing, all-understanding, all-powerful and glorious. And our God came as a baby, but didn't stay a baby. And that is why we have the freedom and the ability to proclaim his power and glory forevermore. In fact, that is our duty. When our perspective has been shifted by what is going on in the world or by what is happening in our lives, it is our right and our duty to proclaim his power and glory over our lives and over this world that we live in. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the Christmas story. We thank you for the grace and the mercy that is outworked through this story. Father, we thank you that though you came into our world as a baby, you didn't stay as a baby. And Father, we proclaim your power and your glory. Father, when things hit us and crises come and we look at the state that our world is in, it's very easy to have our perspective shifted. So Father, we just pray that you would come to us today and you would help us to proclaim your power and your glory over the things that we're facing and over the things that our world is facing. Father, we thank you that you're always with us. And as we go out into the rest of this day, we proclaim your power and your glory over the things that are happening to us, over our own lives, and over our world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.